So the learning today should be Aschus Lenishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Aschus Lenishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Reb Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be Aschus for Fur Shleima, Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Rachel and Chana Le'Abbas Shein Dov Rachel, as well as Aschus for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rostako, who are both serving. So today we will finish the concept of Aino'ah. Tell now we talked about Aino'ah's Mamoy, and today we're going to end off the topic by talking about the very important and very relevant for the 3 weeks topic of Einas Devarim. He says like this on page 191, V'yesh Einas Devarim shehu chamer me'Einas Mamon. The even worse concept of Einah is the Einah of Devarim, which is worse than Einas Mamon. Masha Amru b'chol kol ha'sharim ninalu chutz mishari Einah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that although the gates of Shemayim are locked, except the gates of someone who was a victim of being Einas Devarim. Meaning, if a person is a victim of someone using hurtful words and they cry out to Hashem, his tefillah is going to be answered quickly. He says, furthermore, the punishment itself is handled not through a malach, but by Hashem himself, and the consequences are very severe. And he explains in the bottom, why is this so more severe than Einas Mamon? He says, because when you do Einas Mamon, when you cheat in business, so you're showing a lack of Bitachon in Hashem, because of your desire for money. There's an underlying yitzhar, there's an underlying desire that's associated with it, as you want more money. But when someone goes and insults his friend, he's going even further. You're thinking that you yourself are better than other people and you have a right to put them down. So it's not money that's pushing your agenda and creating the desire. Rather, it's your own gaiva, your own self-centeredness, and that is a worse avla, and therefore the punishment is more severe. The Gambazer Rabin Kashlu, Kilo Yadu Mawai Nas Devarim. Unfortunately, many people stumble over this Avera because they're not aware of what type of speech constitutes Nas Devarim, which the Rav gave a shiur, I believe it was one Shabbos afternoon by Pirkei Avos. He talked about this, and there were aspects of it that I had not even considered, or the Rav said, fall under the category of Nas Devarim. The Aklal, who the concept is, Shkol that any type of speech that causes pain or upsets someone else, that's included in a hurtful speech. Okay, how are you able to tell what's hurtful? So to you, you think it's not, it shouldn't really bother that person. So that basically the idea is that what you want to do, what you wouldn't want done to you, you shouldn't do to someone else. I'm looking to see if I can, and I can't, Dave. Sorry. Hold on. Maybe I'll do it this way. No, can't do it. Sorry. Okay, weiter. He says, many people in the world, they make this mistake. What do they do? Right? They make jokes. They want to make people laugh. So in order to make people laugh, what they do is they say hurtful things. And they say, what am I doing so bad? All I was trying to do is to make people laugh. So how is it so bad? And therefore, that ends up causing that they're doing something hurtful, but they don't even realize that they're doing something hurtful. If you lash out at someone, you're angry and you lash out at someone. So when you calm down later on, you come to your senses and you say, okay, I owe that person an apology. I did something wrong. But when you do it b'derech tzchok and kalas roish, you don't even realize that you have anything to apologize about. And the truth is that you don't even mean to hurt the person's feelings, right? So you're doing it. You want to make people laugh. It's not even a hurtful intention. But the problem is, it is hurtful, and at the end of the day, there's a punishment. He says it's like someone who's a magician or a jester who's throwing fire at the people that he's performing for. He said the punishment is going to be very severe, that things that you want to be joyful, unfortunately, will turn to sorrow. In other words, when a person is on a high, he's celebrating some simcha or some accomplishment, that chalila v'chas will turn to sorrow. Because of the severity of it, a person has to be super careful. You have to know that a person will become upset, a person will be offended and insulted, even if you're making a slight joke. That at the end of the day, it bothers a person. And the person speaking doesn't even realize how it's hurting his friend. And sometimes he even justifies it by saying, "What's the big deal? If I'm insulting him now because he acted inappropriately." In other words, this guy wronged you in some way. Let's say you had a meeting and you were late for the meeting. So now the other guy starts making fun of you that you were late for the meeting. Now you were really late for the meeting, right? You were busy, whatever it is. So now every time he's in shul, the guy starts mocking and makes another joke about being late or not being on time, and he keeps calling back to that meeting that he was late. So you'll say, "Well, what do you want from me? I'm making a joke." And at the end of the day, the guy Taka was late. So you say, "What is so bad about what I'm doing? I don't mean it in a harmful way, but at the end of the day, it's something that he did." He says, "Adin, I have," and he says, "I have every right to cause him pain. Maybe." And I do it in a joking manner because I want to make a point, but I do it in a joking manner in order that it shouldn't bother him as much. Mahulal, as the pasuk says, that Shlomo Melech says that schoik is mahulal is being silly, meaning don't take it. Basically, he's telling your attitude to the guy is don't take it so seriously. And if you are acting in such a way, you will never regret what you did. You don't even realize you did something wrong. He says it's a big mistake. You have to be aware that it's not, there's no intent to cause pain and suffering to anyone else with your words. Even someone who deserves it. If it's someone who did it to you, let's say someone is making fun of you that you're always late. And now finally you got it that he was late one time. And you say, "The guy always bothers me. One time I can't chaper him a little bit about it." So what he's saying here is you have to be careful. Even if he deserves it's incorrect. He says the only way to do it is by giving him taichacha and the taichacha coming from a place of love. But if you stam want to get back at the guy, you want to take your revenge against him, and certainly when the Torah says not to harm your friend, maybe you'll tell me, when the Torah says, the Torah is talking about your friend, you're right, your real friend, someone that I'm really friends with. He says the Torah would not need, and if someone's deserving it, someone's my enemy, he's chapering me, so he deserves it, I can do it. He says the Torah would not need to tell you not to make fun and not to hurt your friend who is a good friend. Your best friend, the Torah doesn't need to tell you don't harm your best friend. We're talking about fools who are going to distance their friends and harm their close friends. So he's saying what the Torah is telling you is even your enemy, someone who insulted you, you can't pay him back with the same type of evil that he did to you. If he does it with a joke, you're making a joke out of this other person's life. This is type of litzanus that Chazal say that it starts with pain, with yisurin, and it ends in klaya, in a person's ruin. Why are you making light? What does it mean making light of a person? Because you're taking something that to him might be serious. It's obviously hurtful to him. So it's something that bothers him. You're making a joke out of it. So now it comes out that you're taking something important in that person's life and you're making a joke out of it. And so you are not delegitimizing, that's a bad word, but rather devaluing, that's a better word. You're devaluing something that's important in that person's life. A person has to be very careful not to say anything hurtful, but and he says, especially your wife, because she cries very easily, the punishment for hurting her is very easy to come. And when we talked about the when he was talking to the women, he was saying about a woman to be very careful not to utter tears about a husband, what things a husband does, because as we said, the punishment comes very quickly to the husband. So, and therefore, from the husband's perspective, you have to be considerate about that fact and not cause your wife any pain. Always act in a way that you want people to like you, because if people like you, then Hashem likes you. And that ultimately comes down to, that is the litmus test of whether you should or shouldn't say something, as he said before. Don't think about whether it bothers that person. Don't say, "Oh, that guy has thick skin." Imagine that that is being said about you. And if it's something that if you were in that position, it would bother you, then don't do it. He says that's a good litmus test of whether you should or shouldn't say a line or make a joke and determine whether it's hurtful to the other person. And if you do that, so then other people will be happy of you, you thinking of others, you being considerate of others, and ultimately that will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also being happy with you.